I am speaking here with Bill Moffitt, and we're going to talk about and learn about Airstone productivity. And first of all, Bill, tell me just a little bit about yourself and what you do here for the company.
I'm a geek, is the simple answer.
Same here.
I've worked in a variety of... What's that?
Same here. Yeah, I understand.
You almost have to be these days, but I've worked in a variety of different Silicon Valley companies, including Sun Microsystems, Cisco, and Novarian, the folks who make the AutoFarm system. And that's where I really got interested in helping the rural market, the farmers, because it's just there's a lot of opportunity there for technology to be of service, and there's an awful lot of technology that's deployed out there that I think isn't of service. So I wanted to try to bring what I know to the rural community and help folks be more productive. That was the genesis of Airstone Productivity.
Well, when you when we talk about the company Airstone Productivity, how would you describe it?
Very simply, the company was founded to bring the greatest advantages available in technology to the Great Midwest. So bring those technology products and those technologies that can really help people drive productivity and help make their lives better into rural and farming communities and businesses so that they can realize the advantages of those technologies without having to deal with the pain that's involved in a lot of new technologies. So we want to look at things that are really well thought out, well tested, well tried, and bring those to farmers, producers, growers across the country for their advantage.
Well, we're all about web-based communications, especially into the agribusiness industry and marketplace. And so your I don't know if it's, you call it your first or your main product right now, it's called an Air Mesh. And I just love the description of that as free-range internet, because this basically is going to provide the person who buys the product with a better experience in terms of wireless internet access, right?
That's right. You know, the observation we made is that what's available in terms of wireless internet today is the typical Wi-Fi router. And I told you I used to work for Cisco, so we sold those things. And I've got them here at home, and they work great. You know, they work great in the house, out to the front porch. But that's fine if you live in the city. If you live in the country, of course, you've got outbuildings, you've got workshops, you've got offices, you've got all kinds of things that where you'd want to have internet access in addition to your house. So the observation we made is that getting internet out to those involves either trenching and running cable or fiber optics or something like that, or a wireless solution. And what we determined was a mesh-type wireless solution, like the Air Mesh, is the best, because you can put these very small outdoor hubs, as we call them, up. You connect one to the source of your internet, your router, and then you can use additional hubs to relay that signal as far as you need to go, up to 5 miles. And that's I think, really, that recognizes the unique needs of a rural environment or rural household, as opposed to the needs of a more urban or suburban household.
Right. I can attest to this because I have an Air Mesh installed at ZimCom World Headquarters, and we've been using it since just yesterday, but I can tell you we've had up to, let's see, one, two, three, four, maybe four or five wireless devices connected. You know, I'm only on a couple acres here, so I don't have to go miles to be at the end of the property, but it, yeah, very strong signal. I can compare that to my existing Cisco product, which is a dual band wireless router, and it, yeah, very noticeable difference in terms of signal strength and stability. That really was another thing that I know I'm not alone in. in having an issue with a wireless router that, the signal may be there, and then all of a sudden it's just not. And sometimes you don't even know what's really maybe causing some interference. And so that's the one thing I've noticed is already, at least here in my experience, is a very strong, stable signal reaching a much wider area. So we got a little personal experience to go with that. Why don't you describe the air mesh itself? I mean, what you somebody would might be curious, what is it that they're buying, and how difficult, or maybe you could describe the installation process. I certainly can tell you it was one of the most simple things that I've had to install in quite some time.
Well, when it goes right, everything is pretty easy. The air mesh hub itself is a very small device. It's with the antenna on it. It's 13 inches long. It's an inch and a half wide and an inch and a half deep, and it has a clip. It has a mount on it that makes it very easy to attach to a mast or a pole, and then it has a little clip that makes it very easy to attach to a flat surface like a wall or a post or something like that. It really brings three big advantages over other Wi-Fi products. The first is power. Each hub runs about 40 times the power of a normal Wi-Fi router. And again, the reason for that is simply that a Wi-Fi router was designed specifically so it wouldn't interfere with your neighbor next door who might be 20 feet away. We don't worry about those things out in the country quite as much. So so we've got the full power that's allowed by the FCC, by federal law, up to 4 watts of what's called equivalent radiated power. So that's all you can do. The second thing is being outdoor mountable. So having it in the house is fine, but Wi-Fi signals don't pass through walls very well. So they're weakened tremendously if they have to pass through walls. By mounting it outside, you maximize that signal range and the signal strength so that you can get it all across your property. And then the third thing, of course, as I mentioned, is the meshing capability so that you can bring that signal in wherever you need to go. You can use it to extend out by distance or in places where the Wi-Fi signal just won't penetrate, like into a metal building, for instance. You can put a hub in the window of that building to relay that signal into the building. That makes it much more flexible than, anything else I know of out there on the market anyway, in terms of just getting that signal, getting that network, getting that internet connectivity all over your homestead.
Well, and another thing that I think is interesting about your product is you essentially can also kind of monitor its performance online through your website too.
Well, that's right. And it's a funny thing because we kind of looked at how to do that. So if you have one hub or one Wi-Fi router, it doesn't really matter how you monitor it and how you manage it. Whether it's a local web server on the router, like most wireless routers have, or whether you do it over the internet. But the observation we made is that if you have 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 of these hubs deployed on your farm, then you've got a problem with monitoring and maintaining them. And the solution we came up with is to have them all report into a single server that's kept, in a very high availability, very secure location so that it's very reliable. They all report in there. They get their configuration information from there. It's all the same. They're all configured exactly the same so that they always have the latest information and they all talk to each other properly. You don't want to have that situation where you've got nine of your hubs doing one thing and the 10th one doing something else. And then you got to go hunt down the one that's not right. So we wanted to avoid that situation. And so essentially this is, what people talk about when they talk about the advantage of cloud computing, because it's a way of managing that local area network, even though the management point is, several states away. It's just a really easy way to manage the network. It's very low in cost for us. It allows us to very easily help people when they do run into trouble, because we can just go straight into the database and look at what's happening with their network, as opposed to asking them to go around and poll a bunch of different devices. So all around, that's a win-win proposition. And all you have to do is get on the web to see what's happening with your network.
Now, one of the things that it right out of the box, it does come with protection, security, if you will, and that you have to have a password, know what it is in order to connect to it, which is good. But I think it might also be interesting to point out that this could be used for an open public Wi-Fi if you wanted to have that opportunity for people too, right?
Yeah, that's right. We do offer advanced, what we call the advanced settings in the airmesh.com dashboard, that allow you to turn the encryption off and to isolate the users on the network so that the users can't interact with each other. So the underlying philosophy here is that by default, the airmesh creates a single local area network in which anything on that network can interact with anything else, so that if you have a Wi-Fi printer, for instance, you can print from anywhere else on your AirMesh network, from any laptop on the network. If you have IP cameras out there, you can see them from anywhere in the network. That's the basic idea. But yes, it can be set up as a public Wi-Fi access point. You can turn off the encryption so people don't have to enter the password, and you can isolate folks from one another so they can't get into one another's computers. Mm-hmm. It's not really designed for large-scale public internet. There are better systems out there for that, but it's something we offer because a lot of people we found are using it, and they may have a campground or something like that where they want to have a public internet access. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we're offering as well.
How about support? I mean, I know that's always something that people are interested in. How would you describe support for your product?
Well, we have support via a couple of channels. We have an 800 number that is manned 24/7, so that you can call in and get help with AirMesh from a trained technical rep. Sales reps won't help you. technical rep. We also have email support, so you can just send an email to support@airstone.com, and we'll get back to you within a day or so. Very few people need much support with it. We do have a lot of kind of pre-sales questions from people who most of the questions are of the sort of, does it really do this? We send back a lot of notes and say, yeah, it really does that. You know, with a few important caveats. You know, will it really go half a mile? Yes, but it won't go through your trees. You know, once again, Wi-Fi signals don't like solid objects, so it won't go a half a mile through your trees, but it will go half a mile with clear line of sight. And in fact, you can place the AirMesh hubs up to a mile and a half apart if you want to. Mm-hmm. So you can go actually quite a distance. So those are the kinds of questions we get quite a lot. And of course, when people go to install, we're there for them. If they do run into trouble, as you know, Chuck, we'll get on there and get with them and make sure that everything works. So, you know, you tested that capability yourself, and you ended up getting a call back from me, which is what happened quite a lot of the time, actually.
Well, so, yes,
either a call or an email.
I would definitely say that was my experience calling and talking to a technician and yourself, and so I think probably the only other question I might pose here right now is, how does somebody buy one? Where would you direct them to?
Well, it's very simple. You know, our website is at www.airstone, and it's AYRSTONE.com. And you go there, look over on the right, and there's a link to our Amazon web store. And it says, if you want to buy, click here, and that will take you to the Amazon web store, where you can buy, or you can just buy it off of Amazon.com if you just search for air mesh. Again, AYR mesh.
Right, exactly.
And you can find us there as well.
Well, anything else that you think you should point out, or maybe that would answer a question, like a pre-sale question that somebody would have that we haven't touched on?
No, it's as you say, it's really a very simple system. I think a lot of people are surprised that it doesn't really replace their wireless router. It just replaces the wireless part of the router. But in general, it's best to just plug it on into the router itself, and it works from there, uses that to provide internet connectivity. And that, you know, when you go ahead and mount it up high enough, you can actually light up quite a large area with good Wi-Fi signal and use it from all over your property. So as we move forward, we're going to continue to improve the service. We're going to introduce some new products. We're working on something we call the Air Scout camera now, which is going to be a fairly simple Wi-Fi camera that folks can use to keep an eye on things on the property. That's actually in beta testing now, so we're hoping to bring it out in the next month or so. And we've got some other things up our sleeves for to try to help folks out there on the farm do a little better job and keep an eye on things.
Well, one thing it just occurred to me that I thought I might at least mention here is because we do talk a lot about precision technology, and a lot of these you know, new equipment and software and stuff is now being communicating through the internet for things like everything from tractor maintenance to record keeping or what have you. So this really is something that for those farms or farmers that are involved in some of that kind of technology, this provides them with an additional benefit just because of the nature of extending that internet access signal.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen a trend towards, you know, collection of a lot of data, right? All your spray controllers, all your GPS systems, all those things have little compact flashcards in them. And there's an enormous amount of data there that can be of great benefit if you can use it. The problem is getting that data out of the controller, into the house, onto the computer, into a program where you can use it, and so on and so forth. So, you know, we've talked to folks like the folks over at Raven have built Wi-Fi into some of their controllers now with the express purpose of taking that pull the compact flash card out and bring it into the house step out of the equation. So that if you have Wi-Fi in your equipment area, then it will just automatically download your records for you. We think that's a winning proposition. Now, a lot of companies are using cellular cards for that, which is also a good idea, except that you have to pay a monthly fee for each of those cellular cards. And we think that's a, you know, as you get into having 5 and 10 and possibly 20 different computers on your different vehicles, you know, that could be kind of onerous if you're paying 30 or 60 bucks a month for those cellular cards.
Boy,
so
that's
we
for
think
sure.
That Wi-Fi is a better solution. Yeah. And most people don't need that information in real time. They need it, you know, at the end of the day, if it's downloaded onto a computer somewhere, that will work just fine for them. So, you know, that's the way we see things going, and we want to help enable that, make it easier for, like I say, folks to gather that information so that they can use it in their operations. Because, you know, all the precision data you've got, all the variable rate information you've got, all the harvest records you've got, all the tillage information you've got, ain't worth much if you don't use it.
That's right. Well, I'm just glad you mentioned Raven in particular, because we haven't even announced this yet. Maybe this will be one place we will, but starting with the new year, Raven Industries will be a new Zimcom sponsor on AgWired.com and for the AgWired iPhone app that we have. So Just glad to hear that, and I'm sure that they'll appreciate the mention here too.
Well, that's outstanding. Yeah, like I say, it's just one of those things where we happened to talk to them a little while ago, and they mentioned that, so that was one of those things that we certainly wanted to hear.
Bill, I really appreciate the time, and I'm enjoying our use of an air mesh here. We're going to continue to kind of play with that a little bit and test it out, but I will certainly keep in touch, and especially as you have new things that come out, like you mentioned, it sounds like you know the audience obviously and know what they want and need, and I'm glad to see that we've got a company here that's got something for them.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Chuck, and have yourself a happy new year. And I hope we will be able to circle back here and revisit this topic at some point in the not too distant future.
Well, I'm sure that will happen. And so I've been speaking here with Bill Moffitt, Airstone Productivity, talking about the AirMesh hub that provides a very strong and great Wi-Fi signal for free range internet, it's called. I just love that slogan. So I, again, I hope you enjoy the new year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.